On the sixth day of drunksmith, my true love gave to me 6 flames a-throwing, 5 Teslas in space. 4 weeks of sober, 3 Wakandas forever, 2 episodes, not additions, and a 1-sentence story from Tom.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to day 6 of the 12 Days of Drunksmith, brought to you by the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I am Allison Hayslip.
And I'm Alex Albrecht. We're going to do more of the drinking
and the newsin'.
And drinking.
And newsin'.
And drinking.
And newsin'.
And drinking. Yeah, we're going to do all that stuff.
With Tom.
With Tom.
Hi.
Super Volcano Krajewski. How you feeling, Tom?
I still like White Wine Mandango. I'm really trying to commit.
White Wine Mandango.
You good over there, Tom?
I'm getting there.
Yeah. You're getting there?
Either guys, going worse or better,
Skittles.
I can't tell. Yeah, Alex is eating Skittles.
I'm eating Skittles.
He's eating a lot of that candy from...
Listen, right now...
That's my Voldemort box.
Right now, it's the day after Christmas.
Oh, it is.
It's a hangover day.
It is. And it's Boxing Day in Canada.
Yeah. Is it to celebrate boxes?
You get boxes? I think it's
what
when you give...
What is it?
Because everybody... It's Canada, so they recycle their boxes.
No. I think it's because...
Since
I think
the
1800s,
they recycle their Amazon box.
The boxes that you open your gifts with, you used to put other stuff in to give to your servants.
I know what it is. Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Something like that. It was when
it's
servants got presents.
It's the day that
presents.
Your servants have off.
No, really?
Because they have to work on Christmas because they're fucking servants.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's and Canadians. By the way, Canadians had servants.
I 100% forgot that.
We're saying that.
I just want to make the announcement that I 100% forgot that I switched my drink from an Aperol Spritz to just straight Chardonnay. And I took a sip and I'm like, what happened to my drink? And now
by
I remember.
The way, straight Chardonnay is the worst.
Chardonnay.
The worst white rapper I've ever heard.
It's actually not straight Chardonnay.
Coming out at the stage, straight Chardonnay. What's up?
Okay, we need to introduce our guest so he can laugh along with us. I'm super excited for this. I have no idea how this is his first appearance on Drunksmith
because we've been friends. I thought we had him before.
I think we've just talked about him on the show.
I thought we had him.
But it is Mr. Mohawk from JPL himself, Bobek Ferdowsi. Yes.
Hello.
Bobek.
And you have like supremely purple hair right
now.
Thank
you. It's supremely very purple.
I love it. But I legitimately don't understand how you've never been on our show before.
It does feel weird.
I think it was the 4 points right after landing.
Oh, that's it.
I couldn't make it.
You couldn't make it.
It was a wedding. Of course, I didn't expect like people were going to ask me on shows after landing. So I was like, oh, my friend's wedding is a great place to be.
And by landing, you mean human race, landed Curiosity, the Mars rover on Mars. Like, when was that? 6 years ago?
Yeah, it was August 2012.
Oh my
gosh. 6 years ago.
Well,
yeah.
It must have been a while ago because we were doing 4 points.
Yeah, we were doing 4 points. But now we have a new Curiosity has a friend.
Yeah.
Insight.
Little lander.
Yeah.
With big solar arrays.
Did you build it?
I didn't.
Damn it.
No, you actually didn't work on this project, correct?
I didn't. I helped. No. I think I spent all of maybe 16 hours on that project.
Did you name it?
No.
Hey, that's 16 hours more than I spent on that project. So, yeah. But how can you?
Yeah, fact.
So Allison, here's
you had nothing to do with it.
No, I know. I'm going to take credit for anything I can take credit for. Okay. So Bobek actually works technically is a coworker of my aunt's. I've talked about my aunt. She works at JPL.
Yeah. Do you? Yeah.
Yeah. And so I came to visit my aunt Lorraine, Dr. Lorraine
aunt.
Fesk. Aunt Dr. Lorraine Fesk.
By the way, that sounds like a villain in Spider-Man.
Oh my gosh, it does. Like Doc Ock.
Dr. Lorraine Fesk.
Yeah.
Dr. Fesk?
Jesus. I visited her.
The one that exploded in the chemical fire?
Yeah. Oh no, but now she's back.
She didn't explode.
And she has 3 arms.
Yeah. Her name is Thrarms. Thrarms, aka Dr. Lorraine Fesk.
Okay, so I went and visited her at JPL one day, and I was like, can you please introduce me to the Mohawk guy? Because he's become very social media famous, and I wanted to get him on our show, but we couldn't. And then I finally got to meet Bobek in person. And then Bobek told me, he was like, I can't believe Dr. Lorraine Fesk is your aunt. She's like a rock star. And I was like, what? I was like, really?
You're like my aunt?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew her at MIT. So
yes, that's right.
Yeah, you know, she was
my aunt
autonomy.
Used to teach robotics at MIT.
Wow.
No.
I know. Holy I like sort of downplay smart. How smart my family
she's pretty smart.
Because I'm like the derelict who got into like entertainment.
The derelict.
Yeah.
You're like, guys, I'm on a pirate ship. And they're like, oh God, there she goes again.
I'm like, look at me flipping tires on T while like half my family has doctorates in something.
Amazing.
But how many of them have been to space camp? Like 4 times.
Only me. Yeah. I'm the there only one. My cousin did go twice, but I'm the only one who's gone 4 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you went as an adult? You didn't go as a kid.
I went as a kid, and then I've been back a couple times as an adult, which is awesome.
Teaching or?
No, just having fun. I mean, having fun visiting. There's like a pretty good alumni network now.
Bob, cool. By the way, Bob's space famous. I don't know if you know
that. Yeah, he's famous.
Yeah.
By the way, it's great to be famous.
Yeah.
I feel like there needs to be a new space camp movie.
Yes. I agree.
Yeah. I agree with
you. The time is
if
right.
If only there were some people working on that.
Oh, are the people working,
there are people working on that?
There's people working
really?
On space
working on that.
Movie?
Oh,
really
my God. Exciting.
They've come to you.
Very excited, yes.
Oh, my God. Right. I feel like I need to be excited. Injected into that conversation.
I'm like, how do I become the space camp counselor?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah. Right?
Yes. Yeah. Do you still have your blue jumpsuit?
100%.
Okay, great.
Sold. And by 100%, I'm like maybe 60%. I'm not.
By the way, so we took my nieces to the Grove. For the like holiday, they were like, "Look, it's Christmas. This is the Grove. It's great.
Right.
It's almost
you
fun."
You took them to a fancy mall,
but we went to the American Girl store, which they had never gone into.
Oh, the new
and the whole bottom level is all about STEM.
Yeah, because the new American Girl from this year, we talked about this. She went to space camp. She's in a space camp uniform.
Yeah,
and she's a Latinx American, and she's like wants to become an astronaut.
Wait, did you say Latinx?
Yeah, that's because you're not supposed to say Latina or Latino anymore. I'm just trying to be super PC.
But what is Latinx? That sounds like another person from a Marvel universe.
It's the gender-free version of saying.
Oh God, Latinx is here. No. Well, where's Professor X? It's
Wait,
his brother.
How do you
Latinx.
Not know this? This has been something.
Why would I hear about what?
It's been something.
Do you know what Latinx is?
Okay, I gotta admit, I've heard of it. It's just recent. I did not know what it meant.
But Tom's
so I'm glad Alex
know.
Asked, so I didn't look like the.
Because
ignorant guy.
It used to be Latina. Latina was the female version of it, and Latino was the male version of it. But they were like, we need a version that's not gender-based. Because it's if you say...
And Latin is not that?
No, because right. Latin is like old school Latin. When you take Latin in high
school.
First
off, you're Jersey showing. And secondly,
I'm on drink 26.
I love that. Suddenly,
Latin.
No, but I thought like Latin singer is not a person who sings in the Latin language. It's not like et tu Brute, you fucking dick. Why'd you have to stab me in my spleeno? That's Latin for spleen. no, but Latin was always like Latin music is like Latin.
Okay,
so
I
would be like, he's Latin.
But the way
like,
it's written now is Latin with an X at the end of it.
Okay, I did not realize that you pronounced the X separately. I thought it was like Latinx or something.
Oh, really?
Latinx.
Apparently wrong this whole time.
By the way, she was my favorite character in Harry Potter. I totally could be wrong. I don't know.
No, maybe I'm learning something now. I've only seen it written.
I'm saying it right. Yeah, I'm getting too, the finger actually. Point that I'm saying it right. That's Latinx.
Okay. Latinx.
Yeah.
God, that feels
we're gonna get some emails about that.
I mean, like, what? Like,
please
what
email us
other
about
thing
that.
Would be that? It's like Asian X, or
but
like,
that's what I mean because every other.
I guess
every
it's
other
like,
term we have used to define someone's ethnicity as a beyond American
has no gender.
Has no gender except for some reason Latina and Latino.
Latino.
Yeah,
but that's why I say I always
but
say
there's also
Latin.
There's,
but then Latin does cover a lot of stuff,
right? But there's also a difference between being. Oh gosh, now I'm too drunk to remember the other term. I'm sorry.
And this is halfway through, Allison.
I know. So
oh my God, guys,
we're still here.
Welcome
for 6 hours.
To Drunksmith 12. Allison's asleep in
but it's
the
like
room.
If you're South American, if you're South American, there's you are either South American or you're Brazilian, and there's a term that can. That umbrellas, am I correct?
Hispanic.
That's it. Thank you. If you're Latin or Hispanic, because Brazil does not fall under one of those categories. I think Brazilian is not Hispanic. Is that correct?
Portuguese.
Right.
They
speak Portuguese.
Portuguese.
So like a lot of times.
So they're Portuguesers?
Well, no.
Portuguesers.
Oh my God. You just made them all sound like they're 80 years old.
I'm trying to find something.
But like people, people like who grew up in the U.S., if we're trying to use a term to classify South American, we generally use Latino.
Latin or Hispanic. For
right.
Sure.
But Brazil doesn't classify as that. And that's the
Portugueses.
Yes. There's something that. It's, yes. So there's all this other. I'm trying to learn it all. I'm trying to learn it
wait,
all.
Wait. So is it just Portugal
wait, am I doing
and Brazil
wrong?
That does
I'm
Portuguese?
Getting, oh,
Hispanic
that's it. Hispanic
is from a country.
Yeah, so
wait,
Brazil
so if someone
doesn't.
From Spain is Hispanic?
Hispanic, but not Latin.
but not Latin.
Because
that's Latin and, America.
And oh, that's it. Brazil is Latin, but not Hispanic. That's where I'm going.
Portuguese.
Yes. There we go.
I got it.
So yeah, got it.
By the way, the Portuguese man o' war is very dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Is that a that's a jellyfish?
Yeah. Well, it's man o' war.
I really hope I'm not like misclassifying that as well.
I don't think it's jellyfish. I think man o' war is a separate thing.
Oh, really? Really separate from jellyfish?
I think so, right? Isn't it a separate species?
What? I don't know. Now we're insulting animals, and I don't know.
I don't know.
Shit.
Hey,
moving on.
Bobek, yeah. Those are amazing shoes.
Oh, thank you. Why?
You do. You have
because I know we were going to talk about them because those are the Back to the Future shoes, right?
These are not, but they're not. Look like that, and they look like moon boots to me, which is why I bought them. Like
they're very, pretty.
They
fucking
do look like moon boots.
Wait, and you had an amazing moment during our Croc conversation.
Oh yeah,
I was just asking if it was Croctober, which is my favorite time of year.
Croctober. Everybody, bring out your Crocs. It's Croctober.
I love this song.
I used to judge very hard on Crocs, and
oh, don't tell me you got a pair.
I do have a pair.
Oh no.
I jumped to the end there. I mean, way to ruin that story. But here's the thing. I was in Japan last year, and so many people are wearing them. And I was like, you know what? Japan's a fashion-forward country.
Yeah,
they can rock
true.
It.
Good point.
I'm going to try.
Can croc
I have
it,
yet to wear
it.
Them outside of, like, sort of the apartment complex sort of space.
Amazing.
So, like, getting mail,
like,
yes.
In public?
But, yeah, generally in public, I have yet to wear them. But they exist.
I don't understand the point of them with the holes and the plasticness.
People fill those holes with, like, there's a special kind of pin. Like those
really?
You know, Disney pins.
What?
See, I'm wondering
if plug.
That's what...
They're like plugs for those holes, and you can like stylize them to be very
See, I'm wondering if that's
specific.
What the Post Malone thing, because they had like a sword and a shield
yeah.
on the thing. And then there's a word for the back strap.
I didn't know. Oh,
the
I mean,
back
strap? Yeah, we're
it's called like a flog?
A flog?
Hold on. Post what? Malone said it was in here.
You're like, where's this other paper that I typed up?
The gibbets.
No. The gibbets.
No, that's the thing I think you plug in.
Oh, is it?
I think those are the things you
Clogs retail in order, neon, white, and yellow feature Crocs signature gibbets.
Gibbets?
They were designed by Malone himself and include a saw blade and a snake, so not a sword.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Malone's second collaboration. Where's the gibbets? Hold on. They talk about the gibbets here.
The gibbets are the... Yeah, so that's. I think that's the term for the thing you plug into the holes.
The gibbets.
Yeah.
Okay, I just realized, you know what
it
I never...
It sounds like it's a whole... It's got a whole language.
Yeah.
You know what I did not
accomplish?
There's
Post Malone gibbets.
Hold on. I didn't accomplish last episode after I gave you guys your lovely gifts. I meant to do a shout out to the photographers.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't do that. And
we were going to do that while you got stuck filling cologne.
Filling cologne.
Filling cannolis. Yeah. You got
right.
Cannoli.
And I meant to do, I have to do a proper shout out to these photographers who gave me the ability to use this image to give you guys the awesome Christmas gifts. And they are on Instagram, Smalls Photo. That's SMALLZ.
You're killing
photo,
me, Smalls.
Basically.
Photo.
And Raskin. Raskin D Photo, RASKIND Photo. You should check them both out. They do some awesome stuff. They do a lot of movie posters, which you'd look at their sites and be like, oh, right, that's very famous. And so they are the ones who gave me permission to use this photo to give you guys the gifts. So
well,
I want to give them a proper shout out.
Thank you.
Yes,
and on
exactly.
that note, let's take a break.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, right. We're going to open a present during the break and then we'll come back to it.
Yep,
all right, quick little break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We're back.
We're back, and I got another gift. And it's from Art.
Yeah, Art's filling our Christmas stocking.
I know. Basically, Art is just sponsoring all of Drunksmiths. All right,
nice,
he says,
Art.
Excited half-hour, happy-hour crew. Greetings and salutations during this august time of the year, Drunksmiths 2018.
Yay!
Tis I, Art. Wait for it. Hi, Art. Hi, Allison. I had to do it myself.
Amazing.
Because I'm reading it. Hi, Alex, and also Tom.
Hey.
I'm so glad I am able to share in the annual rite of celebration, which is Drunksmiths, and to thank you all for the past year of hilarity. Yeah. I know this is a busy day, so let's get right to the gifts while Alex can still read. It's Allison reading.
No, God, because I'm not reading it.
And I've had all the drinks. Okay, number one.
Number one.
Is there something? Number one. Wow.
I don't know. Pull them out, Alex. Are they labeled?
Gifts.
There is.
Oh, my gosh.
Does that have a number on it? I don't know what that is.
A It looks
like. Oh, actually, this is number one. Dishwasher pods. Oh, Jesus Christ. Wow. Dishwasher pods for Allison's brother, Greg. Allison, please hand deliver to Greg next Thanksgiving. Because I talked about how I was supposed to get my brother dishwasher pods, and instead I got him washing detergent pods, and I ruined Thanksgiving. Great. Thank you, Art. Okay, number two. Does this
keep
say reading. Two?
Yeah. Well, that's two, Allison. Alex.
A 12 Nights of Wine Advent calendar for each of you. Oh.
See, I'm wondering if this is what this is.
I guess. Are these all the same? Oh, it says to Al. I see.
Thank you. Look at this.
Huh? 12 Days of Drunksmiths, 12 episodes, 12 glasses of wine. Coincidences? I think not.
Look at that.
Oh, no.
So read the next one.
Okay.
Read the next one.
Number three, t-shirts for all. Is this t-shirts?
Yeah.
T-shirts. You guys have talked about making tees in so many episodes, but Alex has yet to execute the ideas. So t-shirts for all. Since I don't know your individual sizes, pick and choose from the enclosed shirts. There are two different backside designs in assorted sizes. You can keep, give away, or auction off the extra shirts. I'm looking forward to the next 100 and beyond.
Oh,
this is
my
pretty
God.
Cool.
Oh, my gosh. Look,
what
it's a list of all the episodes. Are you kidding me?
Amazing. All the episode
that
titles.
That is amazing.
Oh, my God. Oh, then hold on. This whole list just comes off.
I got all the extra large ones.
I got extra large, couple large.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Art, thank you so much.
Art, I got, that is crazy.
I don't know what size I got. I can't read anymore.
Man, that
whatever.
Is really
and the wine advent calendars.
Is that what those are? And then he says, thanks again for never failing to bring a smile to my face every Monday. You guys are the best. Cheers to a Merry Christmas and Happiest New Year to each of you, your families and friends, and to the third 100, always Art. Wait, so these are wine advent calendars?
Wine advent calendars.
Thanks,
sure.
Art.
Open them up.
Yeah, buddy.
Open up the wine advent calendars. You're leaving them in the box. I don't understand.
It's so heavy and the advent is over.
The advent is over.
Advent is just... Ah, yes.
You can do it. I have faith in you.
Vine box?
Wait, I don't even understand.
Oh, my God. Wait,
is it
what?
12 bottles of wine?
That's adorable.
Holy shit.
So it's
that's
12
crazy.
Little bottles of wine.
Is it 12 different kinds of bottles of wine?
I'm assuming. They're little vials of wine.
Oh, that's so weird.
Can they all be drank in one day?
Yeah, that's called the Christmas miracle.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that.
Vulnerable.
Oh,
cool. My God. This is a really,
really
smart
cool.
idea.
That's really freaking. They're like wine test tubes.
Sick.
Okay.
That's oh my gosh, this
it was
is
like
rad.
France.
And we're gonna have these shirts, and we'll figure out a way.
We're gonna drink the hell out of this. Thank
we're
you.
We're definitely gonna figure
thank
out a way
Art.
To auction off these shirts too.
For
I mean,
sure.
We're gonna keep the ones for ourselves, but yes.
But,
Art,
yeah,
thank you so
sweet.
Much. That is really
wow.
freaking rad.
Thanks, man.
Holy crap.
Okay. Holy.
I desperately want to talk about space.
Oh.
Let's talk space.
While we finally have someone here who, because we talk about, we attempt to talk about space.
I was going
to
say, we flagrantly talk about space.
All the time on the show. And now we have someone who can like legitimately talk about space. So what the fuck's going on in space right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So much.
Much space.
So what's going on
in
space?
Yeah. We landed.
We got people living in space. We got robots all over, just littering space.
Littering space?
Yeah.
With robots?
Yeah, just, you know, everywhere.
Yeah.
Our solar system is full of them right now.
Did didn't something just break? Was it like Voyager 2?
Voyager
that just
2
broke?
Just entered
interstellar
space. Yeah.
Which, what does interstellar mean?
Explain so that the way I think about it is, okay, imagine you're at a house party and you can hear like the bass from the speakers playing, right?
Yep.
As you leave the house party, there becomes a point where sort of the ambient sound of the neighborhood takes over and you sort of, the bass kind of fades away.
Yeah.
You're still in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the analogy I use. So we're still in the solar system with the Voyager spacecraft, but the area of influence of the sun is waning. And so we're kind of in the space where now the winds between stars are sort of the dominant.
The winds
between
stars.
So the sun is exerting pressure, right? There's a solar wind as it's got a lot of energy, right? So these particles are shooting off.
Right.
Kind of creates a bubble. And so that bubble starts to sort of like, there's an edge of the bubble where now the other stuff, the pressure from the outside, you know, interstellar space is...
Okay, so it's still in our solar system, but like, is it past, it's past Pluto?
It's past
all the planets.
But we haven't hit the Oort cloud, which is this kind of body of comets and things like that that sits farther out from us.
Oh, wow.
Interesting. And how are we getting information back?
So yeah, they still communicate to our deep space network. So we have three deep space networks around the globe. And the two Voyagers both talk to them. They actually have different instruments that are still operating. So the cool thing about Voyager 2 entering interstellar space is we're going to get measurements from a different instrument than with the previous Voyager 1 exit of the or entering into interstellar space.
Is there a big delay between what we get back?
Yes.
And I mean, is it like
it's
6 months a year?
It's hours. Oh, so at the speed of light, what we're getting from Voyager 2 right now is, I believe, 16 hours away.
Oh, that's okay.
Like that's nothing. Not bad.
Yeah. When does it become V'ger and like just fully becomes its own god?
Yes. Great question.
And then we...
We've
calculated that out. Yeah.
That has to when it leaves the solar system.
Okay, when it becomes a sentient being, it becomes V'ger, and then we just discovered in like 3026 or whenever that is.
That was the great V'ger 6, of course, the secret launches that we had.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah,
the
yeah,
first
yeah.
two, yeah.
yeah.
The ones we didn't tell everybody.
Okay, like, so just keep launching. Let's just keep launching. Not saying
we've already built them.
Yeah. We've also been talking about the fact that now both the United States and Russia has been like, we're building moon bases.
Yeah, that's the thing now, I guess.
Is that a thing?
I mean, it's
how do you feel about that?
Well,
because moon bases to me feel kind of useless unless they're actually going to benefit Mars.
I think one of the main things is let's learn how to live permanently in places.
Yeah.
Space station was kind of step one, like, okay, the closest, you know, safety net, you can get back to home pretty quickly.
Yeah.
The moon would be, let's make it a few days away, maybe use resources that are available on the surface of the moon, which would be more Mars-like. Because once you get out to Mars, it's very, you know, the coming back part's much harder.
Yeah, we all learned that from Matt Damon.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Matt
Me
Damon.
Too.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Not
I
that
can't
Matt
come
Damon.
Back. I can't come back.
We have saved Matt Damon from so many interplanetary disasters.
He really...
Yeah.
Well, he was a dick in Interstellar.
Yeah, but we still saved him.
We weren't saving him. He was just sort of like, can I take your ship? See ya. And you're
bye.
Like, Matt Damon.
You might have done
Felicia.
The same thing, Alex.
Yeah.
You know it.
Could have left that guy in hypersleep.
It's a good step. I mean, it's a little bit, it's a tough step always because it does kind of change as the administrations change. So, you know, what the previous administration was Mars, before that was the moon. So we do kind of have that cycling of it, which I think can slow things down sometimes in terms of progress. But it makes a lot of sense, especially if the idea is to be permanent and have commercial industry be the partner this time rather than, you know, Apollo program, NASA sort of.
Right. So I was going to ask this because you're right that with the changing of the administrations, because JPL, NASA is a government funded agency. How do you feel about things like SpaceX and stuff like that that aren't government funded and just get to be the whims of a crazy billionaire out there, but who's actually kind of putting in the effort to progress space science? Yeah. Like, is that something that you guys think is awesome, or do you think it's kind of hindering what you guys are doing?
I think it's awesome. I think, there's a misconception, I think, generally the public with what SpaceX's motivation are, right? They're not going to send robotic spacecraft to investigate Jupiter and understand the cosmos. They're not building telescopes. They're not building the rovers and everything else.
Yeah.
That being said, one, they've been a great partner for us in terms of getting a space station. And, you know, I think we helped kind of help grow them by paying for those launches to space station. But two, the great thing about this is it's just cheaper launches for all of us, right?
Yeah,
so you want to send the next mission to Mars. It's now, you know, maybe half the cost of 10, 20 years ago. Hmm. That's awesome. That enables us to do more stuff. And I think we're going to partner more and more with them. I think it's a very good learning, mutually beneficial thing. They are probably on one end of the, let's be audacious, let's go, throw kind of sometimes caution to the wind. And I think NASA is a little bit more, let's be very conservative, especially when you're talking about human life.
Yeah, yeah.
And us meeting in the middle is the kind of the perfect place for all of us. I'm a big fan. And I think most people I know are.
So how long until our podcast, the Half Hour Happy Hour, gets a Circle K on the moon?
Yeah. Are we talking
something
weeks, years,
we wanted to do decades. For a very long time? Mm-hmm. We basically want to be a fueling station for other planets.
Yeah. I mean, the hope for that is within the next decade, you'll get they call the lunar sort of gate, right? The gateway, which is this kind of fueling station in space.
Oh, can you tell? I don't know if we've ever talked about this on the podcast, but it's one of my favorite stories about the Mars rover is that you guys wanted to put something on the tires.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
You wanted to put JPL on the tires.
That's right. So if you ever visit the JPL and you visit our Mars yard, which is kind of an outdoor area that we've
it's basically set. A bunch of rocks and
it's
they're like you're on Mars and you're like cool,
it's a little bit reddish,
it's a place to take your Mars dogs to make sure they do their business
basically.
So the original, if you go, there's a shed there with all the we have a kind of a mobility version of the rover that's designed to operate on Earth the way the rover would on Mars because the gravity differences. That one has these wheels that say JPL on them, and so as you drive across
you leave JPL,
it would leave
a little JPL.
But JPL is just one wing of NASA, because there's also Cape Canaveral, yeah, and there's
Kennedy and Johnson and Goddard, and we have so many centers around.
So basically, they were frowned upon of like actually putting a personal mark on the moon.
That makes
sense.
So
they had to take it off. But what they did that no one caught,
or they caught too late, I would say,
or they caught too late, is that they just reformatted the wheels to say JPL, but in Morse code.
Amazing.
Yes. No.
You sly bitches.
So the Mars rover is rolling around Mars just printing JPL in Morse code all over Mars.
So Helen Keller's up there reading the surface. She's like, yeah, I get it.
Mars.
Exactly.
JPL.
Sadly, the next rover doesn't get that. I don't think you can't play that game twice, unfortunately. No.
Yeah. But InSight had something really cool, which they had the guy from the Oatmeal, Matt Inman.
Yes, Matt Inman.
He wrote up this entire thing.
Beautiful.
And then like live tweeted it that made it so accessible and so
Absolutely.
Funny to the layman to be able to be like, oh, now I understand why this is important. And it's so insane to like think like we literally have landed something on another planet and we're like, we're going to dig up that dirt and just figure out what happens there. You know?
It's very, I mean, that whole, the instrumentation of that, understanding how the planet essentially is formed and what it's made up of. Using seismology, right? And it's this great, you know, thing. Like, I kind of think of things as Christmas gifts, right? You know, you like kind of like you knock on a Christmas gift and tell, like, is it hollow? Is it full of stuff? Yeah. The same
like
thing.
Like a cat. Yeah. There's
a cat in the bag.
But you can do the same thing with Mars, right? Like when Mars has these Mars quakes or things hit the surface,
tap
on the surface, and you're getting a little bit of the, you know, these waves to tell you what the composition is.
What's our time?
Oh, 25 minutes.
Okay, great. Because we have to do a giveaway in this episode.
Oh, yeah.
And I totally forgot.
Oh, I forgot.
I have to find it. So we have done this thing where we partnered up with Alienware because we are hashtag part of the Alienware Hive. And we are giving away a gift pack of Alienware peripherals.
Peripherals.
And so we had people write in their like greatest holiday or Christmas story. And we just chose the stories at random. And we were like, hey, you win. So this is actually very...
you win.
So this story, I'm kind of glad you're here for this. Not that it has anything to do with space, but I sort of feel like, I don't know. You're just a very sensitive human being, and that's what I appreciate you, Bobby.
Yeah, okay. She's talking about how I cried profusely at the landing.
That's it. I'm like, I met him and he just cried.
Buckle up. I think
this is from a longtime listener, Jace. He wrote in, and I was actually very shocked when I read this story. Now, I can't read the email verbatim because it would literally take up probably 15 minutes.
Oh, I'm looking
minutes.
At this. This is a small novella.
So I'm going to do my best to summarize this, and I apologize if I'm missing any important parts because he debated on whether to share this story as it is very personal, but then he was like, if I win a prize from it, maybe it's a good thing. And
so
you'll understand
you
when I read
won
it.
Won a prize,
and it's something that he doesn't tell most people because most people don't understand. Most people have no idea that he actually went through this.
You'll understand
by the end of the story why that makes sense.
But also excited.
Yes. What is that?
That
phone.
Someone's phone just went off. It wasn't mine. That was an iPhone.
We just had an idea.
I'm like, what happened? and he goes. I can finally get a payoff for this crazy Hollywood story life experience I was lucky enough to live through. And that's when I was like, whoa. And so
you're
his
like, this
story,
guy needs headphones.
And he doesn't. So this story happened to him.
This guy needs a peripheral bag.
This story happened to him on Christmas. And I am unclear as to whether, to me, it seems like it was last Christmas. He doesn't specify that. But when you get to the end, I'm like, I have to believe that this was only about a year ago.
Okay.
It can't have been too much longer ago. But what happened
to him? Oh, my God.
Him,
pizzas?
Okay. First off, we got pizzas from who?
Art Thomas.
Oh, God. Art.
Art Thomas.
He's feeling the thing. I mean, let's just see what.
Alex and me.
So read the things. We're going to open the pizzas.
No. We can't open pizzas while. Oh, you mean you're just going to open the. You're not going to. This has to be its own thing.
Right.
What I'm going to read.
I'm not going to have a pizza.
You can have pizza. I'm just saying don't make an announcement about pizza in the middle of this.
I was just going to not.
That's fine. Open the pizzas. Sorry. Okay, here we go. So I believe this happened to Jace last Christmas. He got off work late the night before Christmas Eve. He went home and took a shower, and then he decided not to go to bed because he had to wrap all of his Christmas gifts. And so by the time he finished wrapping the Christmas gifts, he had to leave for his parents. He had to be at his parents' house at 5 a.m. So he was like, I'm not even going to sleep for like the hour or two in between.
Okay.
So he wraps all the Christmas gifts. He drives to his parents' place. He doesn't get there till about 5:20, but it's fine. His dad was ready and waiting because he and his dad had to drive somewhere else. That's why they had to leave somewhere at 5 a.m.
Okay. So he drives over there.
He drives over there.
Wraps gifts. Gets his car, drives
gets it,
over.
Gets into a truck with his dad. His dad is driving, but because he has not slept all night.
I don't like where this is going.
It's not it's not a great story, but it becomes an uplifting story. That I just preface this.
Santa saved the day.
He gets in the car with his dad. Yeah, he gets in the car with his in the truck with his dad, and he tells his dad, "I haven't slept all night, so I'm gonna take a nap." Okay. And then the next thing he knows, he wakes up at the end of January.
Whoa!
Wait, what?
He slept that long in the car?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody. You didn't see it, but two people here actually thought that was.
Yeah. No. So what happened was his dad, as his dad was driving, his dad hit. He was driving over a bridge and hit a patch of black ice and skidded and tried to turn into the skid, and instead the car rolled and rolled down an embankment, and they both got thrown from the car, and his father was killed in the accident on impact. I know.
Why did you not read these things before we go on the show? So I look like an idiot.
That's why I was like, curb yourself, Tom. But Jace clearly is writing this email. He's okay, but he was thrown from the truck as well and was thrown face first onto the side of the street, like to the point where apparently he blocked his face with both of his arms and shattered both of his wrists and broke every bone in his face. And then
how many bones do we have in a face?
Enough to break in a car accident.
Jeez,
so many bones.
Wow.
Yes, and he said he remembers nothing, clearly.
Well, that's good.
But apparently he was told he was conscious at the accident because he was able to tell the paramedics who arrived that there was his dad in the car so they could go find him because his dad wasn't where anything was.
Oh, my God.
And they found it, and anyway, they got him to the hospital, and he apparently was able to speak to his mom on the phone, and which is that made his mom go, okay, he's like, mom knew her husband had passed in the car accident, but her son was at least speaking, and then got to the hospital when she could. Anyway, by the time she gets to the hospital, he already had to go through multiple surgeries and was in a coma, and then was in a coma for 4 weeks to the point where the doctors were like, we don't know if he's ever going to wake up, and if he wakes up, he might not be him.
No way.
But cut to 4 weeks later, and he does wake up. And he's fine. He's hit.
Crazy.
And I mean, he's not fine. He even says he's like, and this is why I say I think this was last Christmas, because he shattered both of his wrists so significantly that he's still going through therapy and stuff like that for his wrists. And he says he's still in pain with all of them, but he's like, once he gets full use of them, he's like, that's when he feels like he'll be better. But he says the most miraculous thing is he landed on his face and broke literally every bone in his face, but most people can't tell. And it's because the doctors were able to go in through the cuts that already existed from the accident and fix everything that way. So he doesn't have any scars. He has small scars on his face, but nothing super significant. And his face healed fine.
Wow.
And that's good. He's doing okay. And he says at the end, he's like, this is one of those stories. He's like, yeah, it's a terrible story. He lost his father. But at the same time, he's like, I shouldn't be alive. And I am.
Yeah.
And he's very thankful for that. And then that's why he was like, I figured if I could share this story and win stuff from it. I was like, yes, please. If the least thing we can do,
if you break every bone in your wrist and face, we will give you a peripheral package.
But also the fact that he's still so like optimistic about it. And so I was just like, this is the kind of story that people need to hear. He's like, I have pain, but I can't complain about it because I am still here. You know, and so I was just like that. And Jace is someone who's written in a few times to our podcast, and I don't think we ever knew that he went through this.
No.
So it's very like, I'm glad that we can give Jace, clearly a very loyal listener, this gift as well. And thank you for sharing your story and letting us, you know, clearly this is one of those stories that you hear. And it's like, appreciate the people in your life
because
you just never know. You never know at all. Mm-mm. So you're getting the Alienware, but also thank you. And you're the best. Right?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
It took a left. It took a left there.
I know.
Because I was like, this is not.
I was concerned. I was concerned.
Alex's pizza just tasted less.
Yeah, I was like, the barbecue chicken was like.
I was concerned about this story because I was like, I knew it would have this tone to it, but I was like, I don't think it's fair for someone.
Yeah. So you shouldn't have not read it simply because you were like, well, the tone's a little. It's like, well, no shit, the tone's a little.
Right.
That's that type of story, but
it deserves. Yeah. It deserves the celebration
of what
it is.
It's a true testament to the drunksmith spirit.
Also, I lost my drink. Where'd it go?
That is not. That's the opposite of a drunksmith miracle.
Is my drink up here?
I don't.
There's a few drinks up there. You can just pick one.
I put it down. There you go. Anyway, did I totally kill the mood? What time is it? Do you need to do one more story?
I think it might be a good way to end the episode.
Is it? But I do Bobbitt, we even hit?
Where can people find you?
Oh, Tom's just sorry, Bobbitt.
No, it's great. I mean, I would check out NASA.gov for all your crazy space needs. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
for all your space needs.
There's a bunch of missions at Mars and Jupiter and now interstellar space. So
we're doing fucking awesome shit.
We're doing some really cool things. So if you need a little uplifting moment in your life, I feel like that's a good place to get started.
And I am excited that it feels like now we are really embracing space again. There was a brief moment where it was like, we're shutting down space.
I agree.
No one's going to space. We're not exploring space. Yeah. No space. And now
there's
we're
some
finally
nervousness
like
about space.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's it's good. It's back in fashion. I got those sweet Vans NASA shoes.
Yeah.
So I mean, like that kind of stuff did not exist when I was, you know, starting my job. So I'm pretty excited about space.
Yeah.
Seems like everybody else is too.
Awesome. And where can people find you personally?
I am Tweets Out Loud on Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, that's right. Tweets Out Loud. It's not even your name. it's the greatest thing, though. Tweets
Out. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Still there.
Sweet. All right. And if you guys want to email us, you can email us at halfhourhappierfans@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at halfhourhappyhr. Subscribe to us and rate us on whatever you listen to us on, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn. Yeah. And that is it for day
six
of the 12 Days of Drunksmith, brought to you by the Half Hour Happier with Allison and Alex. I'm Allison Hazlip.
I'm Alex Albrecht. Sitting in with us, as always, the lovely and talented Tom Supervolcano Krajewski.
Merry Drunksmith.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
It's a good show.